It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, well, Mark Anderson actually is out today, so you've got the two of us. But today's show is all about lifestyle modification. It's about living longer and healthier so you can avoid things like diabetes, heart disease, strokes, cancer, and all those things that rob us of our youth and sometimes rob us of our lives. How do you like that opening?
Very nice.
A thief in the night comes and takes you. Well, it kind of, you know, that's kind of an interesting concept that a lot of patients, when they find out they have something devastating, they do think it was like a thief in the night. But that's not how it works.
That's not how it works. And sometimes you just have to put a pair of glasses on that shows you reality. A lot of underlying problems, like the causes of diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and so on, we all know are related to weight, to body composition. I had a patient recently that was extremely overweight and had a litany of problems, so many problems. But you know what? For me to go around and adjust the medications for each and every one of her, you know, 20 problems was pointless. It was pointless. The key was for her to eat properly and slim down. And not skinny, but just be less. That's the missing ingredient from so many things.
All right, so I'm going to bring up the I word. We talk about it. I feel like we talk about it every week. But every single time a new study comes out, it all points back to this, and that's the word inflammation. We did an entire show on inflammation once. You know, if you go on iTunes and you look up the Staying Young Show, or you just go to StayYoungAmerica.com, there's a link there. It'll take you to the podcast. But you can download all kinds of shows there. But we did a whole hour only on inflammation once. But I think we absolutely have to recap a little bit of that right here, because when we talk about lifestyle modifications, when we talk about diseases and disease processes, it always comes back to inflammation.
And the inflammation starts in a rather seeming bizarre way. It was the fact that doctors noticed that people who had poor gum disease, dental problems, had a lot of heart attacks. Now, how in the world would problems in the mouth lead to heart attacks? Well, it was the inflammation. The gums would get inflamed, and all those chemicals associated with inflammation would get into the bloodstream. So they theorized that the inflammation in the bloodstream damaged the lining of arteries, and that led to blockages. Well, next we looked at, well, what about diseases we know have inflammation, like rheumatoid arthritis, like lupus? Sure enough, those people have a much higher incidence of heart attacks and strokes. Well, that led to looking at all sorts of things, including foods. And now we know that certain foods, especially processed foods, processed carbohydrates, are inflammatory. They cause a lot of inflammation in the body. And we all know people who eat too many processed foods, processed carbohydrates, they have a lot of inflammation, a lot of problems.
Well, we're going to talk about the Stay Young Prime program. It's a new program we put into place. We're going to talk about it later in the show. But I have to mention this because one thing that has happened since I've been on the Stay Young Prime program is all the inflammation in my face, which I didn't even know existed, has gone down. People keep going, your face looks so different. Your face looks so different. And we were just at a very large conference with a lot of people having dinner. And I literally could look around the table. I mean, I feel like I've become almost like, I don't know, like everything's been magnified. I can pick out just by looking at people's faces who is having a lot of inflammation, either in their diet or maybe is stress-induced. They have this, like, puffy look around their eyes. Maybe their cheeks are a little puffier. They have a little bit of a neck puffiness underneath their chin. And I am shocked that what we see when people go into, like, a program like this, the Stay Young Prime program, me included, you included, that changes, that goes away almost in front of your eyes.
That's right. And it's rather amazing. And it's also goes along with the realization that the huge obesity epidemic in Western countries is related to the carbohydrates, not so much to fat, but to carbs.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. And this is the time when something in the news is either shocking to us or we're shocked that it just made the news. So this is interesting. It's a study out of Louisiana State University shows that a diet high in fat, even in someone who's not obese, can cause serious changes in the gut microbiome. So we've talked about the microbiome before. And again, you can go back to the stayyoungamerica.com, listen to the podcast if you didn't happen to hear that. But that's the kind of bacteria that we really need in our gut. So what happens when there's changes in that we get from high fat foods? These changes can lead to increased anxiety, impaired memory, and they actually can cause depression and other things. And the fatty diet also causes increased inflammation within the body and within the brain. So again, we're back to inflammation. We're back to what we're eating. I mean, it's like everything that comes out, all the research is leading back to the same thing. It's like beating the nail on the head over and over. Like, how come we can't all get this?
I know. So that's the burger with the big buns, which is your carbohydrates, the fat and the really fatty meat rather than lean meat, and then your French fries to go with it, which weren't bad enough that they were carbs, but they're deep fried. All of this, we all know, is bad for us, but the ordinary person doesn't realize how incredibly bad it is for us.
Well, people say, well, I ate this, now the next day I feel terrible. Well, yeah, you feel terrible because on a cellular level, your body is reacting. It's not just your stomach. He's, oh, I got a stomach ache, or maybe it, you know, messed up my bowel habits or whatever. No, we're talking a cellular level. Every single cell in your body is affected when you eat like that. It's really important stuff to know. All right, so that study, we're going to put it up on our Facebook page. You can go to Facebook and find us under Stay Young Media Group. We're always posting stuff about studies and whatnot there. And then the website, again, is stayyoungamerica.com, and those free podcasts, you can go to stayyoungamerica.com, find them. There's literally over 200, I think, on there. Great things there. And then you're going to need this number for later on, 844-WELL-100. End of the show, every show, we do the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the book. But you got to write down that number, 844-WELL-100.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Listen up, girls. I want to talk to you for a minute about your breasts. That's right. I said breasts. It's up to us to take good care of them, and that means getting your yearly mammogram. People often ask me where I go to get mine. I choose Solis Mammography, not just because they're friendly and efficient, but because technology and experience matters. I wouldn't trust my breast health to anyone else. Solis offers 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. And knowing that they have the information they need gives me peace of mind that my results are accurate. When it comes to mammography, go where I go. Solis Mammography. Call now to find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. That's solismammo.com.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas concierge programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so today we are talking about lifestyle modification. We're talking about doing things in your life so that you can stay healthier and live longer without all these things, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, strokes affecting your life. And it all comes down to lifestyle modification. And later we're going to be talking even more about our Stay Young Prime program, which has really taken off, which we actually piloted ourselves. Anytime we're going to do anything or recommend anything, we actually put ourselves through it. And some things we decide we don't want to do. But this particular one really stuck. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about that here in a minute.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
Okay, so Dr. Anderson is out, so I'll be doing the Immortal Minute for today. But just remember, this Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solis Mammography. That's where I go. That's where I get my mammogram done. They're all across the country. They offer exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. That's Solis Mammography. All right, here you go. So today's tip is about preparing to survive what could be a really hot summer. So when temperatures rise, it actually can cause cardiac events, especially in the elderly. And as we age, our body has a hard time with the blood flow. And if the body temperature rises, it makes it even harder to push that blood around. So a new study here, researchers out of Penn State have found that folic acid supplements increase nitrous oxide production, which in turn helps the blood flow. So as you prepare for the summer ahead, talk to your doctor about adding folic acid to your supplement list. And, you know, as things heat up, you got to protect yourself. And I hate to put a plug out here, but we do carry folic acid in our Stay Young vitamin line. Actually, a lot of people take it. So if this is something that you've always had to deal with in the heat of the summer coming up, make sure you've got folic acid on board.
You know, what's interesting, it's both extreme heat causes problems and extreme cold causes problems. Extreme cold, arteries like the coronary arteries can shrink And if you've got a little bit of blockage, suddenly the little bit of blockage becomes a significant amount of blockage. So the extremes are never good for human beings. Always balance, as the Japanese say.
Well, let's talk about waist circumference, as the Americans say. The waistline is getting bigger and bigger. What's up with that?
Well, again, there's been this epidemic of obesity, which we now know is more related to carbohydrates, processed, packaged foods, more than anything else. And we know if a man's waist circumference, and it's measured around the belly button area, if a man's circumference is 40 inches or more, his risk of significant cardiovascular disease is huge. And for a woman, it's 36 inches or more. So if your measurements are that, if you do nothing else, lose enough weight to get under those numbers, and it will make a huge difference.
Yeah, so this whole, you know, waist circumference, sometimes it's good because people are, obviously, we're all different. So there's another measurement that we take, and it's really important, especially in our Prime program, and that's the waist to height ratio. And it's a calculation that we do, but it actually turns out that that's an indicator of the body shape. And the body shape, some people are pears, some people are apples, people have different body shapes. But this waist to height ratio lets us know what kind of shape you are. And why is that important? Because people that carry their weight around the middle, which we call,
visceral fat.
It actually suffocates the organs. So you're gaining weight, your belly's getting bigger, and in the proportion to your height, your waist is too big for the proportion to your height. That is, that's huge. So we look at height, we look at waist, and then there's another one where we look at height and we look at waist and we look at hips. Because if your weight is being carried then lower down in the hips, but you have a small waist, that's a whole nother issue. But then we can know how to target where you're carrying your fat and how to reverse it.
Right. And then this goes along with another measurement we do called the BIA test, which is a body composition test. And this is the ultimate and why it's so important in our Prime program. An example, so the body composition test will say how many pounds of fat, how many pounds of lean muscle mass, how much fluid's in your body, how much fluid's in outside of your cells, how much is inside your cells. And doing this on a periodic basis while you're trying to improve your health is a great guide for both the patient and the healthcare provider. So as an example, a woman did a crash diet, not a medically supervised diet.
Strict calorie restrictions, right?
Calorie restriction, about 800 calories a day. After a period of time, she had dropped 20 pounds on the scale. But
she's like, woohoo!
But the body composition showed she'd actually gained 4 pounds of fat. So she had actually lost 24 pounds of fluid and muscle, which you don't want to lose, and had gained 4 pounds of fat. She was actually worse off, even though she had dropped 20 pounds on the scale. And I think our listeners know this. You can see people that diet in a starvation fashion. They lose 20 pounds, and they look horrible. You see other people have lost 6 pounds, but it's all body fat they lost, and they look terrific. So it's really body fat you want to lose, by having the BIA test, we're able to monitor this and know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and I think people think, test, what is that? Is that a blood test? What is that? So just to let you know what it is, we lay you down and we put a little electrode on your foot and we put one up on your upper part of your body, your hand, and then it runs a current, which doesn't hurt at all, runs a little current through you, and when it comes back, those impulses tell us if, basically that makeup, what's fat, what's water, what's muscle, and that's really the only way to truly know. I mean, we talk about all these other measurements. Yes, they are very important, and yes, we need them, but if you're not looking at the bigger picture, you could get a very misguided look at somebody. So I'll give you an example. We see this a lot because we see a lot of professional athletes. You know, we'll have somebody come in, and if you only use their waist or their height or their weight or their BMI, you're going to get a picture that's going to tell you, oh, this person must be really overweight. But really, the BIA can tell us how much of that is actually muscle. So that could completely paint a different picture.
Absolutely. NFL players might be 5'10", 220 pounds, but they've got 5% body fat. They're very muscular from their working out. They're very fit and healthy. And so that's just an extreme example of how body composition can give you the truth as to what's going on.
You know, it's also a really good test for athletes that are applying for life insurance, because what happens a lot of times, they'll want your medical records, you're going for life insurance test, and they'll only take your height and weight. And then they'll come up with what your BMI is, and they'll say, oh, severe obesity, we're not going to give you life insurance. This actually happened with a patient before, and the doctor has to write a letter or whatever. And you know, this guy is or you, whoever you are as an athlete, but in this particular case, this guy was so strong. He was a solid muscle. He didn't have an ounce of fat on him, but the numbers weren't telling the big picture. So this is a great test. If you're an athlete and you need to present the true picture, this is a great way to do it.
Now, the Prime program, what's especially special about it, it's 12 weeks of intensive guidance, intensive inspiration, because this isn't just for 12 weeks. This is for the rest of a person's life.
Yeah.
There's no point going on a diet, finishing it, and gaining your weight back. That's useless.
And this isn't a diet. I think that that's the key here. It's a modification of how you eat, but it starts with education, first of all, using your own numbers. And everything that, like, how many fruits and vegetables you're eating, how much protein you're eating, how much everything, how many oils, all that, is based on your true, singular, individual body composition.
Right, and this is the missing link in healthcare, isn't it? I mean, you know, insurance companies, they'll pay for your heart attack, they'll pay for your stroke, they'll pay for your diabetes, but they'll have a hard time paying for you to change your behavior and eat healthy. And it's really bizarre, because that's the most important thing. You won't have these problems if you can change your eating behavior. And listen, it's tough. It's not easy. It's really hard to change.
Yeah.
And that's what this program's all about.
Well, and even though insurance doesn't pay for it, a lot of people have flexible spending accounts or health savings accounts, or they just say, you know what, I'm paying more than that for all these prescriptions I'm on. Let me get off of them, which I think is real key. All right, we want to make sure we give a shout out to the military. Hey, guys. Hey, gals. We know you're listening. We can see those downloads off of iTunes. We can see that you are all over the world, and we're so happy to bring you a little taste of home. We love you. Thank you so much for your service to our country. And don't forget, go on Facebook. Find us under Stay Young Media Group. Lots of information, including all the studies we talk about. Sometimes we just rant on different things. And don't go away, because when we come back, we're going to talk about labs, very important labs, blood tests that could indicate the path you're on, and how to improve your labs and your overall health.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge programs by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography.
So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551 or go online at solismammo.com.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look, and I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. Stayyoungskin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, so today we've been talking about lifestyle modification. Specifically, we've been talking about how to avoid heart disease, diabetes, cancer, all of these things that plague us as a nation. So, you know, we kind of led into the new program we have called the Stay Young Prime Program. And I hate to call it a weight loss program because it's, you know, yes, you lose weight on the program, but it's really about healing the body from the inside out. And I wanted to go over some of the important labs that we do because they're very, very specialized. Like what we do in our physical exams, we do very specific and specialized tests for this. Because anytime you're going to go into any kind of program for weight loss or for any kind of modification to your body composition, you definitely want to make sure you're getting the accurate labs. But this particular one, we have to actually send out to the Cleveland Heart Lab. And the reason I want to talk about it as a whole is because it's a panel of tests. Now, before, and you, Dr. Gammon, you can pop in any time here. Before, it was that we only did labs when you were in the emergency room and you'd had a heart attack, and we wanted to do labs to make sure you had a heart attack. And that has changed over the years. The now, we started doing labs that could tell us, oh, you have a higher risk for heart attack.
That's right. And so, for example, advanced lipid panels, and the one at the Cleveland Heart Lab is especially sophisticated. It doesn't look just at traditional lab markers, and we'll just use lipid markers as an example here. You know, typically people get a total cholesterol, a triglycerides, a HDL, which is so-called good cholesterol, and LDL, so-called bad cholesterol. But that's not the whole story, because 40% of people who have heart attacks have normal numbers on those four numbers. So what's going on? So, for example, you can look at particle size and actual particle numbers. So you can actually look at the size of your bad cholesterol, LDL. To put it in very simple terms, they can be small and dense, which is bad because they dig into the arteries, or they can be large and fluffy like snowflakes and just float through your bloodstream. So those are very simplistic approaches to it, but the analysis we do is much more extensive than what I've just indicated, but it tells you exactly what's going on. The most important thing is to be proactive to prevent things, prevent heart attacks, prevent strokes. And these type of labs identify who's at high risk and what they need to do. A lot of times it is the carbohydrates that elevate the triglycerides, drop the high-density lipoprotein, or HDL, which is your good cholesterol, and lead to all sorts of problems. So this is very helpful for the doctor. But, you know, we can only inspire you, the patient. We can't, you know, we try to dictate. We try to reason with patients. We try to advise them. You know, God told Eve not to eat the apple, and we know how that all worked out. So we need to inspire patients to look at this evidence, look at this advice. Here's what you need to do. How are you going to do it?
Yeah, and getting back to the Cleveland Heart Lab labs, which we were started talking about. And now, so we used to just do labs and we would be able to say, yes, you had a heart attack. But now there are four different blood tests. And I'm not going to bore you with the actual names of these tests because they're a bunch of letters and numbers. But basically, we can find out, first of all, if you have inflammation and inflammation inside the artery. So this is there damage? And then from there, we can also do tests to say, okay, from that damage, is there now disease development? And this is so long ahead of before the heart attack happens, okay? And then once we have looked at that, then we're saying, now is, and this is through a blood test, are there vulnerable plaques that could rupture? Because most people think when you're going to have a heart attack, what happens is your arteries get clogged more until they're completely full. But that's not the reality. What happens is you start with inflammation, and then you get to disease, you get to some plaques, and then those plaques form to a point that if they rupture, meaning a part of the plaque breaks off, you're going to have blood coming out. It's going to form a clot, and that is what is going to cause the heart attack. And so people say, oh, you know, I'm fine, I feel fine, but that can happen in a split second.
Yes, sudden death, sudden heart attacks, these are very common. Ruptured plaques or ruptured blockages are probably the number one cause of heart attacks. And that's why, you know, they come as such a surprise to people. The sad thing is a lot of times we'll warn patients and they feel fine, so they blow it off and then catastrophe happens and hopefully they'll live through it and, you know, and can stay alive and improve their life. But it's so important, and that's why an aspirin, a children's aspirin, if you have risk factors, a children's aspirin is so important. What does aspirin do? If the plaque ruptures, the aspirin prevents that blood clot, and the blood clot causes 100% of the artery to be clogged, and thus you get permanent damage to your heart muscle. So, you know, there's simple things that can be done to help out with this.
And we're always talking about inflammation. So bringing it back to inflammation, through the Stay Young Prime program, what we are really focused on is reducing inflammation within the body. So we get all the numbers together, all of your labs. We basically get your labs, your body composition, what's going on in your life, what's your lifestyle like, so that we can customize a program that's going to put you back on the straight and narrow and prevent these things from happening to you. The beauty of it, these lab tests that I talked about, where we can look at inflammation in the beginning stages and disease processes. The beauty of programs like ours that are really into modification and doing such through the proper combination of foods. And these are like foods you go to the grocery store for. So, you know, if you know what to eat, people can tell you all day long, you need to eat healthier. But if you have no idea what that looks like, you're not going to be able to do it. So what we want to do is give you a program, and what we are doing is giving you a program where it is so specific to the needs of your body that we can then look at how to help you specifically. Within the program, we also do the micronutrient test, because all day long you can do things like change your diet and exercise, but if you have underlying basic micronutrient deficiencies, it just, you know, you're basically not going to get as far ahead as you could.
And this is where medical foods come in. As part of the PRIME program, patients will consume medical foods twice a day. Now, medical foods are not just your protein powders you buy at your health food stores. They're investigated and approved by the FDA. These medical foods have the nutrients you need, as well as the vitamins and the nutrition. And so you do eat normal food, but in addition, you have these medical foods twice a day. So it's a very intensive program. It's an effort to change behavior permanently so you have long-lasting health.
Yeah, so the medical foods, so they're either a shake or a bar. I do a shake in the morning and a bar later. They don't replace your meal. So you really eat real food all day, but they actually are combined in such a way that they have vegetable extracts and they have specific things in them that are natural and they're gluten-free and you know, they're really well made, but they're also FDA regulated. So what they do is they modulate your own body so that we talk about gene expression a lot, so that you're actually retraining your brain, your body, you're retraining your body on how to absorb foods properly. You're retraining the body with the proper nutrients, because you can't, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And a lot of people are missing very, very key ingredients that have been out of their diet for years.
So many patients are addicted to carbohydrates, you know, bread, cakes, cookies.
I used to be.
So when they go on the PRIME program, it's an adjustment to begin with.
First couple of days,
because, you know, when you eat carbohydrates, serotonin, a chemical in your brain, goes up and makes you feel good. It's almost like a drug. It makes you feel fat and happy. So, on this, program, you'll have much less carbohydrates and you won't get that high. And for a day or two, you're going to miss that.
Like, but where's my fix?
But wow. When you wait a few days and your carbs are down, your insulin levels go down, so you're not having this up and down phenomenon of high blood sugar, low blood sugar. Wow, do you feel better? Does your brain feel clearer? I mean, it is fantastic how well you feel. And when you feel that good, that gives you reinforcement to continue eating like this.
Yeah.
In fact, Jim, our producer, is so thrilled with the idea. I think he's going to go on this program.
You know, the one thing before we go to a break that I think is really important to point out is, yeah, we have the different shakes, and there are different shakes for different things. So if you have an inflammatory issue, so if you're basically, yes, you have a weight issue, but you also have an inflammatory process like rheumatoid arthritis, there's a shake for you. If you're diabetic, there's a very specific shake for you. So it's so personalized, and that's why the results are so great. But hey, stay tuned, because we got the Medical Mania Trivia coming up, and we also have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day at the end of every single show. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection.
To the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge program by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North, and for years I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a five-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
What kind of supplements do you take? And did you know that not all supplements are created equal? Now, pharmaceutical-grade supplements are regulated to actually contain what they say they contain. And the Stay Young Vitamin line is a pharmaceutical-grade supplement line dedicated to bringing you only the purest and highest quality ingredients. Best part, most of our supplements are gluten-free and vegetarian. You can order online at StayYoungVitamins.com or you can call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That's online at StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That Stay Young Vitamin line is pharmaceutical-grade supplements made with the purest and the highest quality ingredients just for you. StayYoungVitamins.com, 1-800-910-3932.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so all day we've been talking about how to stay healthy, how to stay young, and how to prevent disease processes. And we know that there was so much packed into this hour that you can't possibly remember it all. And that's how why we put it on iTunes. So you get it as a free download. And just go to StayYoungAmerica.com, follow the links, takes you right to the podcast. You can listen to this podcast and, oh, I don't know, 200 other podcasts on great topics. So I am super excited that you're going to be doing, you and I are going to be doing the end of the show. Dr. Anderson's been out, and I don't know, I'm kind of feeling like, hey, this wasn't too bad. We should really razz him when he's not here, so...
That's a great idea.
Maybe we'll kick him out next time, too. What do you think?
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, folks. Believe it or not, we've got another Walter. We got Walter Meyer. He is actually from California, originally Pittsburgh. A man after my own heart because he is a freelance writer. He loves to write, writes tons of stuff. What's the last thing you wrote, Walter?
An article for a local newspaper, and before that I did something for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette about the USS Somerset.
Nice. So you're pretty smart.
I'd like to think so. I've been on Jeopardy.
You've been on Jeopardy?
I've been on Jeopardy, yes.
How'd you do?
I came in second, and you don't get the money. You just get the Lee press-on nails and the year supply of Rice Aroni.
Oh, my goodness.
That sucks.
First of all, I heard it's really hard to even get on the show and then to come second. I mean, they really need to improve their prizes there.
They do for the second place people. I mean, they are better now, but this was 1989. I was fairly new to California, and I tried out sort of on a whim and got on. But I did an article about being on Jeopardy, and I interviewed, you know, the screeners and people, and they said that 6% of people who pass the written test, only 6% of people who take the written test pass it.
Wow.
Wow.
And you did. So you should get 100% today.
I hope so, although medicine isn't exactly my specialty. I did write a book about Alzheimer's disease once.
Oh, you did?
And I used to write for Medical Products Manufacturing News.
Oh.
So if you want to know anything about cardiac clamps or stents, I'm your man.
You're the man. All right. Well,
cool.
Had we known, I could have
changed the questions. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Walter, my favorite name. Excellent. During REM sleep, what part of the body is moving?
The eyes.
That's right.
Ooh, all right.
Oh, that was too easy.
Judy, this is
going to be a rout here. This is a rout.
Yeah, I think it's because his name's Walter.
That's obviously
all Walters
brilliant.
Are really smart.
That's right. That's right. Okay, Walter, here's a real easy one. Where in the body is the gallbladder?
In the torso, in the back. I'm not sure what you, region behind the lungs, kind of.
I think we should give it to him.
Okay.
But you didn't say it's in the neck or anything.
Yeah, it's under the liver, Walter.
But we gave it to you anyways.
Yeah, we gave it to you. But
because we're not Jeopardy and we're nice.
Yeah.
But what is under the liver?
Yeah, it's actually embedded into the liver. The venous blood of the gallbladder goes right into the liver, not even through blood vessels. So
I could have told you that. I knew that.
Of course. Here's the next one. Another one. Where in the body is the parotid gland? Where is the parotid gland?
Oh, I've never heard of a parotid gland. I didn't know I had one.
Yeah, so, you do.
I will go with in the armpit.
No.
That's wait, what made you say in the armpit? I'm just curious.
Isn't there some gland in your armpit? Isn't there some major gland in your armpit?
Yeah. They're called sweat glands.
Oh, yeah, like pituitary or something.
No,
that's not in the armpit either.
The parotid gland is actually in your cheeks. They're right near your ears. And in the days of mumps, when the parotid glands got infected, we called that mumps. So, so that's where they are.
All right.
I had mumps as a child.
You did?
I think so.
Oh, man.
Okay. Now, we'll give you leeway. This is a number question. For a food to be labeled reduced fat, how much less percentage would the food have to be called reduced fat? How much less?
I know those numbers are pretty
ridiculous.
And pretty arbitary, so I'll say 20%.
That's exactly right.
Wow. All right, what? How did you know that?
I thought it was going to be a tough question. Like, I still remember how many bones in the body from you know, biology in high school.
We should ask you that. All right, so I think this is the last one, right?
No, one more.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. This one coming up.
Yeah.
All right, so hold on. Let me tell you what you already won, because you need to know what you already won and what's at stake. So you already won resveratrol, which is a great supplement, has great anti-aging, anti-inflammatory properties. So we're going to send that to you out of the Stay Young Vitamin line. For our listeners who are playing along at home, you can always get resveratrol out of the Stay Young Vitamin line by going to stayyoungvitamins.com. Now, if you get this last one right, you're going to win something that is always in short supply because we're always selling out of it, and that is the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. So here we go. For the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream.
No pressure, Walter. No pressure. Presbyopia often occurs in middle age, necessitating the use of what?
That is really hard.
Presbyopia often occurs in middle age, necessitating the use of what?
Presbyopia. I'm just thinking opia has something to do with the eyes, so I will guess glasses.
You are correct. Congratulations.
Man, that's great.
Myopia is, so I thought.
You are pretty smart, Walter.
Oh, thank you.
You should go back on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
You can only go once in your life. You can never.
Really?
Yes, you're done for life.
Did you have to sign like a paper? Could you change your name?
I thought about that. I could change my name.
But well, maybe they take his DNA, his fingerprints, you know.
It is
like
Jeopardy.
That.
I mean, it is like Fort Knox, right?
Yeah.
So, Walter, tell us one more thing about you that our listeners need to know. Just one thing. Anything you could tell the world about you, what is it?
Probably the thing I'm happiest that I'm doing right now is I taught, because my last book was about kids being bullied, I go around the country speaking to high schools and colleges about bullying and inclusion.
Nice. Oh, he's so nice. I like you, Walter.
Well, thank you. It's the name. I know.
It is the name.
It's the name, yes.
Thanks for being on the show. We'll send you out your gifts.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Take care. All right, so our listeners, if you want to come on and play Medical Mania Trivia with us, and it's best if you're a longtime listener like Walter here, because then you've probably heard the answers throughout the shows. If you need to catch up, you can always listen to the podcast. But if you want to come on, just call us 844-WELL-100. Let us know you want to play Medical Mania Trivia, 844-WELL-100, and we'll try to get you on the show. It's a lot of fun. It is, you know, I think, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it's a lot easier when you're sitting at home than when you're actually on the show on the phone with us. What do you think?
I think that's right.
You know, kind of like when we sit around and we watch Family Feud.
Yeah.
We're like, how come they can't think of this? This is so obvious.
Yeah.
And I think it's different when you're actually on the show.
Yeah, the pressure and all the rest of it. Yeah. Well, that music means it's time for Dementia Defender. But this week, Dementia Defender has asked me, Dr. Walter Gamma, to ask the question. Yes.
You know what? There is medicine for this. I cannot. I'm going to play this for Mark. I'm going to play this for Dr. Anderson so he can hear you say that.
No. We doctors need help. I'm going to throw this out to our listeners. And whoever gives us the best answer or answers, they're going to get a gift. But we doctors need help. We need to know how to inspire patients to be healthy. How do we do it? Because I've tried educating patients, informing patients, begging patients, pleading with patients,
yelling
at patients, lecturing them, dictating to them. Nothing works. They all say they understand, but they don't do it. So how do we change things so we can inspire patients, so patients take ownership of their health, that they become healthy? I'm stumped. All doctors are stumped. We need help. So you know what? You patients, you tell us.
You patients, you listeners.
You listeners, all the patients out, we have patients listening too. Send in your answers because we need help. I'm looking forward to this.
We're going to send the best answers, gifts. And any answer we read on the show is going to get a gift from us.
Yes, and we will read the answers on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's how you do it. You go to either stayyoungamerica.com and you fill out the comment form and send it in, or you call us at 844-WELL-100. That's toll free, 844-WELL-100. We want to know how you think we can inspire patients and listeners.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.